did say that if something happens, something does not go to plan. As many of you know, we have been in the place of my preaching, allowing you to hear me preach over the past 5 years via video. And if something does not go right with that, or something does not, or something pops up, something, some kind of an urgent matter, I'll pop in by the grace of God. So something came up today, the Lord just said, well, go ahead on and preach, and go ahead on and conduct the service. Let it go, and do what you need to do. And so, ladies and gentlemen, basically I'm going to pray with you tonight and pray for you and pray for others, as we do every Wednesday night. And then whatever God would have me to do after that, that's what I'm going to do. But I doubt if we're going to be long tonight. Let's pray. Holy Father God, we pray. I pray in the holy name of the Lord Jesus Christ. Hallowed be your name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done in earth as it is in heaven. Holy Father God, I praise you and I thank you for the great standing between the living and the dead service and devotional that we had earlier today. And Lord, I praise you and I thank you for allowing me to enjoy, at least in my mind, throughout the day up until about 6 o'clock, Lord, that wonderful relaxation that comes with vacation, where you're not obligated or you're not responsible for a whole lot of things that you normally are. And just having that release and that relief, and just having in your mind that you don't have to prepare for this and you don't have to do that, is a wonderful feeling after the heat of the day has been borne. And I do give you the glory, the praise, and the honor for allowing me to preach your holy gospel and your holy word for over 41 years faithfully. And the faithfulness comes from you and by you and through you. I have nothing to do with it. I would have never called myself. I didn't want to be called. The last thing on earth, as you know, that I wanted to be was a preacher, and certainly not a real preacher, as you have made me to be. And Holy Father God, I thank you, however, for wiring me to do what has been done. And then especially over the past over 5 years, calling me to do something special and unique that only, Lord, heaven will be able to show the great details and results of it. I give you the glory, the praise, and the honor, and I praise you tonight for your love, your mercy, and your grace. I praise you and I thank you for your Holy Son, the Lord Jesus Christ, your Holy Spirit, and your Holy Word, and for all of the millions and manifold blessings that you have indeed bestowed upon me and upon therefore my family and upon the ministry and the church. And Holy Father God, Lord, if I was a superman, I would keep on preaching every day, 2 and 3 and 4 and 5 times a day. But Lord, I am only human. And even you wanted your disciples to come apart, as some have said, lest you come apart. And I do believe in relaxation. I also believe in celebration. And what a couple of weeks of celebration we have had here because of what you have done through me and through us around the world. And you're still using us to this very day. And I give you the glory, the praise, and the honor, Lord, for what you have done and what you're doing and what you will do. And Holy Father God, I pray in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ that you would continue to have great mercy and grace, Lord, upon us, and for Jesus Christ's sake, please forgive us, Lord, of our sins, as we from our hearts, our minds, our souls, and our spirits and consciences, as we from our hearts forgive those who have sinned against us in any way. And Lord, I do pray that you'd wash and cleanse our hearts and minds, souls, spirits, and consciences in the precious blood of the Lord Jesus Christ. And Lord, make us to be whiter than snow on the inside. Holy Father God, Lord, this vacation, for various and sundry reasons, may very well be cut short. And Lord, you know all about it as to why. And so, Lord, maybe I need to consider just shortening the services down to more, no more than a half an hour, and just go live that way if things do not work out the way that I believe you and I have planned it. And you did all the planning. I'm just doing all of the agreeing. And Holy Father God, I do pray in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ tonight, Lord, that you would cast out the devil and the demons of hell and the satanic demonic spirit of Judas, Jezebel, Sanballat, and Tobias, and cast out the demon spirits and attitudes and sins, Lord, as well, out of the people here who have that problem, out of the people out there who have that problem across the country and around the globe. For the devil is like a roaring lion seeking whom he may devour. And you told us the remedy. You told us to watch and pray, because the spirit is willing, but the flesh is weak. And so, Holy Father God, I do pray in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ that you would rebuke and bind the devil and the demons of hell and the satanic demonic spirit of Judas, Lord, from this work and ministry, from all of our families that stand for you, all ministries and churches that stand for you. And Holy Father God, we pray that you will give us sweet victory over the world, the flesh, and the devil, and the demons of hell, Lord, tonight. And Holy Father God, because even though you have allowed me and permitted me to take an ample break, the devil is not taking a break, and that is obvious. And his actions and working through flesh and blood human beings is the reason why I'm preaching tonight, the reason why I'm here tonight. And so, Holy Father God, I do pray that you would deliver those of us who are saved from temptation, evil, and sin. Grant us, Lord, your grace and the power of your Holy Spirit to love right, to live right, to think right, and to do right, and to act right, and to do that which is pleasing in your sight. And Holy Father God, deliver us from these things, for thine is the kingdom, the power, and the glory forever. Amen. And Holy Father God, as we continue in prayer, help us, Lord, to, for those of us who are truly saved and born again, for there are some who are among us who are not saved at all. And Lord, we pray that your Holy Ghost would not give them rest and help them to come to know you as Savior. And Holy Father God, I thank you that you have, of course, led me not to take a break from prayer and praying without ceasing. And I do pray that you'll help us all who name the name of Christ to humble ourselves and to pray and to seek your face and to turn from our wicked ways and to repent. And Holy Father God, I pray in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ, help us to get back to you, our first love. And Holy Father God, I pray tonight for the salvation, spiritual family, and I pray, Lord, for your protection upon us. And I pray also for the salvation of those who are lost in our families, in our churches, in our country, and in the world. I pray in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ, Lord, for the children who are being thrown across 12-foot walls and left in the desert. Little boy was with a group of people out in the middle of nowhere and was abandoned. And people are doing this foolishness on purpose, not realizing that while animals can kill these children, somebody can come along and put them in trafficking of human beings, as it has been reported. 40,000 people, or 40, I can't remember exactly, but it was a large number of people who are being trafficked around the world as slaves and sex slaves and human beings. Lord, I'm reminded of your holy word that vengeance is mine, I will repay, saith the Lord. So Lord, we thank you that this is our Father's world. We thank you that you're in control and you're well aware of the demonic evil that's being done, Lord, here and out there. And Holy Father God, I pray in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ, save these children, protect these children, for we know that they're very, very precious in your sight. At the same time, help us, Lord, who claim to be Christians, to cease whining and griping and complaining, because nobody that I know of in this country has never been in a situation like that, as a child left out into the vast desert, thrown across a 12-foot fence, Lord, we don't know anything about that. We don't know anything about walking 300, 400 miles, 500 miles as a child to try to get a better life somewhere. So, Lord, we pray that your will would be done and that you would help the children as you see fit. We also pray, Holy Father God, that you would revive those who are saved here and out there and in this city and this country, in our families, in our churches, and around the globe. We pray, Lord, for the healing of the sick. And Lord, more and more people are getting sick. Brazil is in a state of emergency because of what's happening there. Different variants are popping up all over the place. And it has been reported there are several new variants in America, and some that are very, very dangerous, particularly in the state of Michigan and California. And Holy Father God, we pray that you will heal those who are sick, help those who name the name of Christ to humble themselves, confess their sins, and repent, and turn from their wicked ways. And call for the elders of the church. And Holy Father God, I pray so that their prayers can be heard and they can be healed. We also pray, Lord, that you would comfort those who are grieving and those who are mourning. And we pray that you would draw them to yourself for salvation and comfort. Holy Father God, we also pray in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ that, Lord, you and protect our families and ministers and churches that are part of your remnant, for that is all that is left. There's no such thing as mega churches, that is, churches that are real. It's just a few people, a few faithful people in those churches that are part of your true church, people who call themselves Christians but don't obey you, don't strive to obey you, are deluded and deceived, and just a part of the crowd. And so, Holy Father God, we pray for your 7,000 that are left behind. And for many have bowed the knee to Baal and to sin and evil and have gotten into bed with politicians to pass abominable laws in a country that used to be the greatest country in the world. And Lord, we have failed you, and the quicker the church admits that, the better off we'll be. Have mercy and grace, Lord, upon us all, and for Jesus Christ's sake, forgive us for failing you. You gave us a golden opportunity because a democracy, if with a church doing its job, would have become a Christian nation with Christians ruling. But we didn't do our job. We didn't pray. We didn't humble ourselves and seek your face, turn from our wicked ways, and stay with you and get back to you, our first love, and we didn't witness to the loss. For that's the kind of outreach we should have focused on instead of political outreach, and look at the mess, the total mess, the total disaster that America has become. And so, Lord, it's because we didn't obey you, your people, did not obey you. We just haven't done it. We just did not do the job. We did not take advantage of a wonderful form of government that you created, that we could have easily become the majority in and could have ruled this nation and the world for years to come, a city on a hill. But we failed you. And so, Lord, all I can pray for myself and for others is please have mercy and grace upon us and forgive us and be thorough with us and break us and make us and mold us to be what you would have us to be. In Jesus Christ's name I do pray, and for his sake, amen. Ladies and gentlemen, before I leave you tonight, we're going to pray over our prayer list right after this service, right after this time that I'm going to spend with you. Let me just read this passage and share a few thoughts with you, and then when I resume fully off of my vacation, we will continue this sermon from this point. Turn in your Bibles to 1 Thessalonians chapter 3, verses 6 through 13. And the series that we're in right now is The Love That Leads to Prayer, Part 5, Praying Through the Bible, number 451. 1 Thessalonians chapter 3, verses 6 through 13. But now, when Timotheus came from you unto us. Everybody stand for the reading of God's holy word. As some have already done automatically. But now, when Timotheus came from you unto us, and brought us good tidings of your faith and charity, and that ye have good remembrance of us, always desiring greatly to see us as we also to see you. Therefore, brethren, we were comforted over you in all our affliction and distress by your faith. For those of you who pray with me, you know that I pray a prayer in my prayer. Holy Father God, once we have confessed to sin and repented and asked God to help us to humble ourselves, pray and seek God's face and turn from our wicked ways and repent, then I say, if, Lord, we do right by you, and only by your grace and mercy, I start praying, Holy Father God, deliver us from our afflictions and distresses, our cares and worries and anxieties and troubles and problems and fears, and fill us, Lord, with your peace that passeth all understanding and your joy unspeakable. And I, Lord, pray that right now. And Holy Father God, I pray that you deliver each and every one of us tonight from tribulations and troubles, trials and temptations and tests and tensions. And for those of you who were raised around church folk in the Black South, you heard those T's quite a bit. Tribulations, troubles, trials, temptations, tests, and then God And this generation gave me another word to add to that tensions. I would normally pray these, in the same, around the same time I pray about afflictions and distresses, and then I'll pray right now, Holy Father God, deliver us from all of our spiritual, mental, physical, emotional, family, life, financial, material issues and problems and troubles that we're facing. And I only pray that after I have prayed and asked God to help us all to humble ourselves and to pray and to seek God's face and to turn from our wicked ways and to repent. Therefore, brethren, we were comforted over you in all our affliction and distress by your faith. For now we live, if you stand fast in the Lord. For what thanks can we render to God again for you, for all of the joy wherewith we joy for your sakes before our God, night and day praying exceedingly, that we might see your face and might perfect that which is lacking in your faith. I assure you that as I take this rest and I take a break for a while from preaching every day, the main thing I'm taking a break from is being on all the time. There's a lot that goes with that, being live all the time, preaching all of the time, and preaching specific things all of the time, the constant satanic attacks because of it and so forth. But I assure you that I will not be taking a break from prayer. And the way things are going, I may not take a break at all. I may be before you again every day. I may just cut things shorter if I'm able to do that. Night and day praying exceedingly that we might see your face and might perfect that which is lacking in your faith. Now God himself and our Father and our Lord Jesus Christ direct our way unto you, and the Lord make you to increase and abound in love one toward another and toward all men, even as we do toward you. To the end he may establish your hearts unblameable in holiness before God, even our Father, at the coming of our Lord Jesus Christ with all his saints. You may be seated. And ladies and gentlemen, that's all that I'm going to do tonight with this message. But for those of you who may not know the Lord Jesus Christ as your Savior, tonight is your night to believe on the Lord Jesus Christ. And to do that, you need to understand some things. As we say on Wednesday nights, your first prayer needs to be the sinner's prayer. So first, please understand that you are a sinner, just as I am, and that you have broken God's laws, just as I have. The Holy Bible says in Romans 3:23, for all have sinned and come short of the glory of God. We all have sinned against God, because we all have a sinful nature. Secondly, accept the fact that there is a penalty, there is a punishment for sin. The Bible states in Romans 6:23, for the wages of sin is death. We're all going to die, and we die because of sin. We do not die because of the coronavirus. We do not die because of cancer. We do not die because of car accidents or cardiac arrests. We die because of sin. Our bodies will go to a grave. Our eternal souls will burn in hell throughout eternity if we don't believe in the Lord Jesus Christ in this life and repent. And then thirdly, accept the fact, dear friend, that you are on the road to hell right now as I speak. I know that you feel like you got it going on right now, and you're enjoying the beach, and you're enjoying a new relationship, and you're enjoying a new car and a new house and so forth, and you got the world on a string. But you need to understand that you're on the way to hell if you have never believed in the Lord Jesus Christ and repented of your sins. Jesus Christ said in Matthew 10:28, "And fear not them which kill the body, but are not able to kill the soul, but rather fear him which is able to destroy both soul and body in hell." My dear friend, hell is a very real place. I know you can't sense it right here. I know that you can't feel it right here. You can't feel the heat of hell and the pain and torment of hell. You cannot hear the screams and the agony of torment in hell. But I assure you that millions are burning in hell as we live on this air-conditioned earth. And they are screaming and howling and weeping as they're being tormented in hell because of what? Their sins. Sin must be paid for in God's economy. God said, "Vengeance is mine, I will repay." And the wages of sin is death. And hell is eternal death. Either you're going to pay for your sins in hell, or you're going to believe in the Lord Jesus Christ, who went through hell and who went to hell for you and paid your sin debt. He suffered, he bled, and he died on the cross for your sins. He was buried and rose on the third day by the power of God. All you have to do is believe in him. Trust in him. Pray and ask him to come into your heart to save your soul from hell, and he will do it. And so, ladies and gentlemen, hell is bad news, very bad news. Sin is bad news. You need to be saved from your sin, the pain of your sin, the punishment of your sin, in that awful place called hell. So I have some good news for you. Jesus Christ said the most loving, the most important, and the greatest words ever said in the history of the world. When he said, as it is recorded in John 3:16, "For God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son, that whosoever believeth in him should not perish." That is, perish in hell, but have everlasting life. Just believe in your heart in the Lord Jesus Christ, that he suffered, he bled, and he died on the cross for your sins, was buried, and rose on the third day by the power of God. Jesus Christ gives you the way to salvation. He says, whosoever. The word whosoever means anybody at any time. Red, yellow, black, or white, we're all precious in his sight. And then he says, whosoever believeth. The word believeth simply means to trust in, to have faith in who? Him. He was speaking of himself, Jesus Christ. He is the eternal sacrificial Passover Lamb of God for the sins of the whole world, not just the Jews, but the Gentiles too. Jesus Christ died for you and for me. Red, yellow, black, or white, we're all loved in his sight. And he sent his only begotten Son, Jesus Christ, as the Lamb of God to take away the sins of the world, all of our sins. And all we have to do is believe in him, and we will not perish. Our destination will change, in the words of Oliver B. Green, instantaneously from hell to heaven, as soon as you believe to Christ, as soon as you believe in Christ and look to Christ. The thought came to my mind about the serpent in Moses' day, and he told people, just look up at the serpent. And then, of course, the Bible talks about in the New Testament how that Jesus Christ would be lifted up. And he's no serpent. But basically, the idea is the same. Look to Jesus. It is as simple as that for your soul's salvation. Look to him. Believe in him. Trust in him. And he will save your soul. I am a living witness. You're looking at a man who used to hate his preacher father because he was a preacher, and I bore his name, and I didn't like it. You're looking at a man who used to curse and swear in front of his buddies that I would drive the bus to hell and that I would never be a preacher like my dad, for they would tease me about that. And in fact, some of my a couple of my girlfriends, I guess they were feeling me out to see whether or not I was going to be a preacher, and they would say, you're going to be a preacher like your dad. And I would curse and swear and say I would never be that. Well, God had other plans, and by the grace of God, on December the 19th, 1979, I got saved from the eternal burning hell, and God began to call me to preach. And now it's been over 41 years since God saved my soul, and I have been preaching that long as well. So I'm not telling you that God will call you to preach, but he wants you to get saved tonight. So believe in the Lord Jesus Christ. Pray and ask him to save your soul, and he will, for the Bible says in Romans 10:9-13, that if thou shalt confess with thy mouth the Lord Jesus, and shalt believe in thine heart that God hath raised him from the dead, you shalt be saved. For whosoever shall call upon the name of the Lord shall be saved. Saved from what? Saved from hell. Saved to what? Saved to heaven, to be with God and Jesus, the angels in the beloved family. Are you willing to believe in your heart right now in the Lord Jesus Christ? Are you doing that right now? Are you believing in your heart in Jesus Christ that he died for your sins, was buried, and rose on the third day? If you're doing that right now, join me in prayer, and let's pray the sinner's prayer together. Repeat after me, phrase by phrase. Holy Father God, I acknowledge that I am a sinner and that I've done evil in your sight. I've committed many sins against you. Lord, you know all about it. For Jesus Christ's sake, please forgive me of all of my sins. As I now believe with all of my heart in your Holy Son, the Lord Jesus Christ, I believe with all of my heart that Jesus Christ suffered, bled, and died on the cross for my sins, was buried, and rose on the third day. Lord Jesus Christ, please come into my heart and save my soul and change my life. Fill me with your Holy Spirit and help me to repent of my sins past and turn from my evil life and to follow you in the new life, Lord Jesus. For it is in Jesus Christ's name I do pray and forsake. Amen. Now, dear friend of mine, if you just believed in your heart in the Lord Jesus Christ as your Lord and Savior, and you prayed that prayer with me and you meant it from your heart, I declare to you that based upon the Word of God, you are now saved from hell and you are on your way to heaven. Welcome to the family of God, dear friend. Congratulations on believing in the Lord Jesus Christ as your Lord and Savior. You have done the most important thing in life. For more information to help you grow in your newfound faith in Christ, please go to GospelLightSociety.com and read my book titled, What to Do After You Enter Through the Door. Jesus Christ said in John 10:9, I am the door. By me, if any man enter in, he shall be saved and shall go in and out and find pasture. Until next time, my beloved, God loves you, we love you, and may God bless you real good is my prayer. I'll be here by the grace of God. We have several things going on while I'm trying to take a break. Tomorrow morning at 7 a.m. we have a shorter Standing Between the Living and the Dead service devotional, and then we have a longer Standing Between the Living and the Dead devotional starting at 10 a.m. These are pre-recorded, and tomorrow night at 7 I'm preaching every night the pre-recorded messages, but they're very apropos and very timely, and that is supposed to start at 7 o'clock on the dot Central Time, 8 o'clock Eastern. My technician tells me that all of these events will be in two parts, so you need to know that. I didn't know that myself. They'll be in two parts because he could only upload a certain length of time ahead of time. So I am preaching still every morning at 7, every morning at 10. Both of those are in two parts. And then every night at 7, that is in two parts as well. And so I will be here, but I won't be here. God has given me great liberty to take a break. And we've been in a mode of celebration over the past week plus, 2 weeks, in addition to Easter week, Holy Week, which is a big celebration week for us. And so tomorrow night, unless something pops up and God wants me to pop in, I will be here, but I won't be here. And this is every day. So for those of you who missed some of the preaching, teaching, and the devotionals and everything, and things are more real to you now, more real with you, the words that have been stated and spoken as led by the Lord in His Word that has been read and preached in the gospel that has been preached all still stands up. So please pray for me. while I try to rest a while. I spoke with my daughter, my oldest daughter, Danny, on last night, and again, I was discussing with her and talking with her about trying to go to Israel and just stay there a while in the Mediterranean. But I told her, with all that's going on, unfortunately still, this may not be a good time. And so pray for me that I get the rest that I need. And see, the thing about rest is not just rest, as I was trying to share with you earlier, it's relaxation and not having to be on for a while. That brings your blood pressure down right there. Just knowing that you don't have to be live. There's a whole lot that goes with that. Anybody who has done it as much as I have, you know. I would appreciate your prayers. I don't know how long right now. This is my life and this is my job. And I don't know how long the Lord wants me to take a rest from preaching every day. But I'll let you know, because this kind of thing, that your body will tell you, and so forth. So God bless you all. Thank you so much for being with us tonight. When you think about us, please pray for us. If you have a prayer list, please put us on it. Make sure you pray without ceasing for yourself, for your family, for your church and ministry, because the devil is stomping real hard and fighting real hard. And if the Lord will so lead you to stand with us financially, only if you're not hurting from the coronavirus plague. If you're hurting even a little bit from the coronavirus plague, do not send us a dime. But those of you who are billionaires and millionaires and thousandaires, and those of you who don't think about your bills, if you don't think about your bills and all your bills are paid, you only know how they're paid, then help a brother out. And God bless you, dear friends. We love you. Most importantly, God loves you. If I don't see you any more down here, I'll see you up there. God bless you, dear friends. Until next time.